Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Tet. Hashavat Aveda, returning a lost object, only applies to an item that is lost. If a person sees an animal roaming around, it doesn't automatically mean that it's lost. It could be that its owner dropped it there to graze or to just be there temporarily, and the owner is going to come back for him. So this Mishnah will talk about how a person knows what signs could he see in an animal to know that it is actually lost. Mishnah says, Ezohi aveda, what's considered to be lost with an animal? Matza hamor o pararoin baderech enzo aveda. If he sees a donkey or a cow grazing by the side of the road, we don't consider this to be a lost animal. You don't have to go take it and do hashavat aveda, return the item to the owner, because the owner probably, odds are, left it there in order to graze. Hamor vechelav hafuchin. But if you found a donkey with all of its kelav, all its kelim, its utensils, all of its gear out of place, the saddle's off, things are all over the place, and the cow is running through the vineyards, if a cow runs in the vineyards, it's going to get bruised and hurt by the vines and the thorns. In that case, we say that it's a clear aveda. The owner, the finder has to go get these animals and return them to the owner. It's clear that the owner doesn't have possession of them or know where they are. How many times do you have to return an animal? Hechzira ubarha, hechzira ubarha. Let's say an animal, a person found a lost animal and he returned it to its owner, and then that animal ran away again, and then the finder found it once more, second time, and gave it back to the owner, and then it ran away again. Afilu arba'a v'hamisha pe'amim, hayav la'achzira, shene'emar hashev teshivim. Even if the animal ran away four or five times, or continues to run away, and you find it, you're obligated to return it over and over again, like the pasuk says, hashev teshivim. You must surely return them to your brother. We see from here, by the hashev teshivim, the repetitive nature of these two words, that you have to continue to return a lost object to its owner no matter what. There are no limits. That's what we learn from here. Even if it could be 100 times that you may say that, you know, it's not my problem anymore. This owner, he should keep tabs on his own animal. Doesn't matter. You're right. He should keep tabs on his own animal, but doesn't exempt you from the mitzvah of hashavat aveda. We learned earlier on that a owner of an animal whose item got lost would have to compensate the finder for the expenses that he had to entail while he was caring for that item. Same applies for the loss of income that the finder goes through while he's trying to return the item to the rightful owner. He will talk about how that compensation is calculated. Haya batel misela, lo yomar lo ten lisela, ela no ten lo secharo, kefu'el batel. Let's say the finder stopped doing his job, and from that job he could have earned a sela. If he avoided taking this object back to the rightful owner, he could have stayed working and made a sela in profits. So he shouldn't now, the finder, say, you know what, I took off of work, pay me, compensate me for the full work that I was doing, pay me for the entire sela that I lost. Rather, the owner only would give him how much it would cost for him to do a simple job, not one that would be an extremely high amount of labor. In other words, the amount that he could have made was a sela, which is, let's say, 4 dinarin. And that's the amount he would have made if he worked a very hard, exerting job. What we say is the owner is not obligated to pay him for those 4 dinar. Rather, if he lowered his exertion of work and he worked an easier job, like, for example, here, returning a lost object to somebody, that's an easier job, that would have been worth half the price of 2 dinar. So the owner is obligated to give the finder the price of 2 dinar, the cost of performing an easier job, like returning a lost object. That's true of most people, that they're willing to take less money to work a much simpler job. They don't want to have the exertion or the hassle. And that's why we say that instead of the 4 that he would have made at his normal tough job, the owner only pays 2 to the finder, because that's what he would have been okay with. But let's say you have a certain type of person who wants to work hard. He wants to earn more money, and he only would have been willing to go return this lost object if he knew he was going to get compensated for the entire sela, for all 4 dinarin. Im yesh sham bet din, if there's a bet din, a court available there, and the finder wants to go tell them that instead of going and returning the lost object and getting less money. He wanted to just work and stay in his own job and earn more. Matne bifne bet din. He goes to the bet din and he tells them that he was willing to return the item to the owner only if he gets the full compensation of what he would have made by working, and he wants compensation for his entire loss. That would work. If he then went and he took the item back to the owner, then he's allowed to demand the full payment that he lost out on. But im en sham bet din bifne miyatne, but if there's no bet din over there of three, no three people bet din, who does he make this declaration to? Shelo kodem. In this type of situation, since he can't clarify with the bet din and declare to them that he would have continued to work if he had the opportunity to, we say he's not obligated to go and batel and to nullify his job and to stop working to go return this lost object. It would have cost him too much money. So we say his own financial matters come before a different person's financial matters. He doesn't have to take off from his job and return the item. Since there's no bet din to discuss this with, he's allowed to stay working and ignore the lost objects.